Live already?
It's a love-hate relationship.
We get no warning at all.
Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live from inside the main build facility here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom, and we all know the Master Bubba. Good morning, Bub.
What is going on with him already? Who's got energy? Jeez.
Well, every time I turn around, Bub, you're shoving another energy drink under my nose.
No, you are just taking them. I'm not handing them to you because I drink water. I think everybody can see it. Aquafina. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Aquafina.
You've got clear energy drink. I ain't even going. This episode is brought to you live by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Miss Outlaw Boutique, MS, outlawboutique.com, 561-660-6695. The monkey's out, Bub. Monkey in paradise. And they want you. Bub, you told me not to ask you this. What's your paradise?
Man, come on, dude. What the freaking, what's your paradise thing? Let me tell you, today my paradise is
saying goodbye to this thing.
This, right here, the 1974 Chevrolet Camaro Type LT over my left shoulder. Your guys is right. This thing has been a very long restoration, much further than we could have ever anticipated.
Yes.
By what you see. And, you know,
yes,
in today's world, we've talked about it multiple times, how when you look at a car from the outside, sometimes they look great. Sometimes people say they're 20-footers, they're 10-footers, they're 100-footers. Okay, check it out. Cars shouldn't be that. Cars should just straight up look good no matter where you are. If they don't, you got junk.
And we're going to talk about it in just a minute.
Okay, yeah.
TonyRienzi.com, exotic car guru and salesman to the stars, TonyRienzi.com. Right? Monkey's loose, Bub. It is Thursday night. He may be loose tonight, correct?
Yeah, but unfortunately, I don't think we're going to be able to make our typical traditional Thursday night jumbie.
We won't. It's
half our crew is on the road to California right now.
Yes, to Boosted Bash.
Somewhere in New Mexico or something, I think, right about
that. Correct.
Now.
Yep.
Probably crossing the border doing the wrong thing.
The Bubba's Exotic Motorsports touring rig is on the road right now
with
the BEM Turbonetic 600 horsepower Mustang.
Yep.
Heading out there for Boosted Bash, the unveiling at Moorpark, California. We'll be there as well.
Yep.
Out there. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the world's largest Guinness certified car gathering, our Cars and Coffee event in the world. We're going to talk more about that. And good morning to our new sponsor, Bub. I haven't even talked to you about it. Tony Franco and crew over at HPD and Hooked On Driving, and it's an amazing situation. Yep. I got chills too because we're going to get those cars and wear them out.
But I passed your office this morning.
Yep.
True story.
Yep.
Passed your office this morning. You had it on speakerphone because you had like 20 things going with emails and computers and this stuff going on and transfers going on here and this thing going on here and this thing going on. And you had this guy on the speakerphone. So I kind of eavesdropped and overheard the conversation to this guy, Tony Franco, you're mentioning.
Yes.
I've already been a little bit inside of that conversation.
It is
so
crazy.
I heard a little bit. I'm super excited for what I heard.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, these are the guys that teach you, the title's right there, Hooked On Driving. These guys teach you driving skills. We won't be, well, I'm my own kind of driver. Right, Bub? I'm a great driver. I'm a wonderful driver. Everybody knows I'm a good driver. But if you want to drive safe, hookedondriving.com. Check it out. They've got a Father's Day special. They're putting up a coupon today, 15% off. They're down at Homestead Speedway this week, which is south of us by the Keys. Then the 25th of June, we'll be out there with them, the Monkey Crew, Cars and Coffee, the Lion Pride will be out there the 25th of June.
And running cars everywhere, by the way.
I'm going to be driving a car too, ladies and gentlemen.
I feel like you shouldn't be driving a car. I think their thing is HPDE, correct?
And Hooked On Driving. Bought them.
That's high performance driving education.
There you go. That's it.
Right. You need a lot of that.
Yeah, I need a lot of that, ladies and gentlemen.
So you just go to that.
Apparently, I need a lot of that. Our producer says we have a question. Yes, sir.
Yeah, we have Greg. He's still in Texas, he says.
Good morning, Greg. How are you, ladies and gentlemen? Our facility foreman.
Wait a minute.
By the way, Greg, how was 6th Street in Austin last night? The Bubba's Exotic Motorsports facility foreman is on the road, and he's watching us live going.
That's
Greg, are you watching us live?
Who is driving
the whole
rig? He's watching live an hour behind us in Texas. Texas, baby.
Texas, baby.
Let me tell you, who is driving the rig if this guy is watching the Facebook Live?
That rig is loaded with everything, so you could literally put it on autopilot. He told me he sits there with the seat massagers on and the heaters on while he's riding down the road. Who?
Hey, I know Dr. Diaz was going full-on operation this morning. True story.
Man.
You don't know about that yet.
Plus that, he was on 6th Street last night.
Pulling doves out of fog lights.
Greg, did you really hit a bird out there? Yes, Mr. Producer.
Greg says good times. He's at a rest area currently. And we also have Larry Williams. He says, coming in hot.
Coming in hot. That's us, Larry. How you doing, baby? Good morning, Larry Williams out there, man.
Man, I'll tell you what. Have you been seeing some of his stuff?
Ooh, his work's incredible, dude.
Good.
He does great upholstery work.
I'm telling you.
He does good upholstery.
If I can promise everyone. I'd be full on having Larry do all of our stuff. It is incredible work. Top notch. It's just different because we have everything in house here. That's
exactly right, man.
That's it. But incredible work. Top notch stuff. I've seen some serious designs come out of there.
The best work, that are just clean. Like our guy.
They're very unique. Everything he does is very unique and one-off to its own touch. And he's taken a lot of, I talked about it before. I think one of the best ones or better ones that I saw him do, not best, one of the better ones was that Apache, man. Those 59 Apache trucks, for those of you who don't know, go Google those things. They're very, very hard to build anything cool into the interior. Right. And he was able to incorporate a lot of modern, which we love, a lot of modern features with the vintage air, the air conditioning control units, all the LED lighting, the footwell accenting, the shifter style, all of that modernized into that upholstery. It was beautiful the way it turned out.
He does great work. Yeah. By the way, we are going to have Tony Franco or one of his representatives from Hooked on Driving, HPDE, here live on the set with us, and you're going to find out exactly what's going on with these guys, man. Mm-hmm. It's exciting stuff. They're going to try to teach me how to drive. Mr. Producer, you have a question, sir?
We have Joe Kramer. You should invite him down here to take a driving course.
Good morning, yes. Joe Kramer. How are you today, sir? I had a request when I got up this morning. Joe Kramer's in Vienna, Virginia. I had somebody who reached out to us on Facebook whose mother passed away. They are trying to raise $1,300 in the Vienna, Virginia area to get a park bench put up for her to memorialize the mother. So, Joe, if you know of anybody down in that area, ping me offline, would you please? I'd like to talk to you about how we can help this family out there. Bub, some very exciting stuff. The Bubba's Exotic Motorsports European Performance Branch officially launches next Monday here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.
Yep.
We have been building this line of the business for the last couple of weeks with Rolly Thiele, who is part of our rally team. He and Gio Hammerback, the world rally champion, who drive the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports rally and drift car, have formed a partnership. And we've opened up with Bubba's, and we've opened up the European side of the house.
Can I just throw something out here?
Absolutely.
I feel like with all of the great connections we have, and we have a very solid crew around us, I feel like you may have potential at becoming a decent driver. Because you think, we have HPDE, Hooked on Driving, we have Rolly Thiele, we have Gio Hammerback. These are all types of full-on, full adrenaline, guys that run balls to the wall, wide open throttle, 100 plus through corners, and they're going to be teaching you how to drive. So maybe, you know.
I have no problem running 100 through corners. It's just getting out of the corner.
Wall that you always ride against to get there.
That's typically the
problem. So you may have a chance.
So with the European Performance Edition, Bub, we will be installing performance packages, and Bub, what gets installed next week for the world to come use?
Well, I'll tell you what, man. This is, it's going to be super, super exciting because we are actually having an in-house all-wheel drive dyno installed, which is really big, man, in today's world with the modern cars, even the olders. I can't tell you how nice it is to have dynos to tune just older carbureted models. And that's the kind of stuff, if you want your stuff to run efficient, especially in the aftermarket components, when you're putting on intakes or exhaust systems or headers or ignition upgrades or fuel system upgrades, different camshafts. Heck, even if you want to try changing your oil to see if you get a higher rev band or a higher RPM or some torque, some performance there, you can do any of that. And just by going on a dyno, you can see it, you can fine tune it, you can do all your building, and it allows you to maximize every possible ride you can imagine.
And what we'll be doing, ladies and gentlemen, there will be a separate website for the European performance side of Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. Yep. It's being activated now, along with flyers that will let people know the dyno's in-house. And you'll be offering one other service now, Bub. You personally, along with Rolly, will be doing, so listen up all you racers in the South Florida area, mm-hmm. or all you racers who come into the South Florida area, because if you've crashed your car, you have to go through this, or if it's the first time your car's been out on the track, let everybody know what you'll be offering now as well, Bub.
Yeah, so we're actually gonna start offering complete tech inspections here. So this is literally going to be a dedicated position and spot in our facility here that you can pull in, drop your race car off. We will do a full tech inspection to get you out and get you pre on the track so that you're safe and you're ready to run down the strip. or if it's on the road course, drift course, any of those options.
Exactly.
We'll make sure you guys are safe and ready to go.
So Bub will personally be overseeing the tech inspections. There'll be $135 per inspection.
Yep.
You bring your car in, we're going to have this lot packed with race cars.
You're either approved or you're denied. It's that simple. You got one or the other. I'm going to have one big stamp for denied. The approval is just going to be like a thumb.
Pretty simple, man.
That's
pretty
it.
Simple. But those tech inspections begin Monday.
Yep.
What is it, the 12th or 11th of June here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. It's another part of our evolution.
I mean, it's nice because, too, Palm Beach International Raceway, which, by the way, has all multiple courses. There's road course, there's go-karting courses. There
mud track.
Mud track for bogs. There are drag strip,
drag
quarter
strip.
Mile. You know, there's so many different arenas over there all in one location, and we have so many high-end drivers and racers that come through this area, and we're less than 10 miles from the track. So it's a lot of good stuff. Perfect position to be in for all you racers out there to pass right through, schedule it 24 hours ahead of time. Even if we had to get you in same day, we can probably squeeze something in, but that schedule is already booking up super quick.
One of the things you were talking about, Bub, is doing race days for the teams and allowing the teams to rent the dyno for a day.
Yeah, man, that's you know, that's big. There's, you know, in our line of work, you always want to be able to tune. Like I mentioned, as small as just doing oil changes, maybe going from a basic oil to a very high-end, high-performance synthetic oil, you can see sometimes, you know, a couple horsepower, a couple foot-pounds of torque, and that's great to see when you can see it on paper, right? So when you do these modern bolt-ons, when you do intakes, you do exhaust, you do typically called stage one or stage two packages, which are air in, air out, and a tune. You match that with the fuel. So more air coming in, more air going out, you increase your fuel and spark, you get a lot more performance. Sometimes you get some more efficiency and reliability out of it. But all of that stuff, every time you do those packages, you can fine tune them so that each component works hand in hand with the other. Sometimes K&N filters aren't meant to work with Borla exhausts the best. Maybe they're meant to work with their own systems. Flowmaster has now just released every line right there. So they have tunes, they have exhausts, and they have intakes. So they're all pre-built, pre-tuned, ready to go for their complete packages. And that's what we're going to be offering here.
Bub, congratulations. I know you've worked very hard. It's been a lot of behind-the-scenes work, management, meetings with people. Our time is very dedicated. We don't have a lot of time. But like you say, I think you painted a good picture of exactly what I do here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. Besides wrecked vehicles, I am working on two computers at any given time. I've got papers going. I've got phones to my ear.
It's well, it's always a lot. I mean, you're always dealing with the marketing side and also the sponsorship side, which is that's a full animal in itself. I mean, aside from dealing with a single customer at a time, which we have probably 50 projects here on our facility right now, maybe less, maybe more, but we're probably in that number, and that's a lot of different personalities to deal with all day long. And people always, you know, if you took every person and sat down and had a 10-minute conversation with them, you'd get nothing done every day. You wouldn't. And this stuff, it just takes time. You have to be patient with these older cars. All of these that we're sitting on here, this 67 Corvette's been here for 12, 14 months already for a very, very big build. We've done suspension, mechanical, electrical, air conditioning. This is an all-numbers car, so we've rebuilt all the top end of the motor to keep it all factory how it should be.
Yes.
This 74 Type LT Camaro, year and a half, 2 years.
Congratulations
on
finishing this up. That's a three-year build.
Yeah, so very big projects. Yeah, 2.5, 3 years now on this thing. Very big builds, very big projects, but you know what, man? Once they come down the line, you guys can see the quality of this Camaro behind me. It's stunning. We haven't even done a final detail on this thing. We're literally on the lift right now doing final assembly, going over all the bottoms. We just finished doing all the wheels, mounting and balancing everything, getting the tire pressure set, all of our basics before this thing goes out, hits the road, and we make sure that the client cruises all the way through the weekend.
And it will leave today, Bub. Congratulations on that. That was a great build.
Yeah, no, super good.
You guys, you had the entire Bubba's Exotic Motorsports team on this car, putting it together, everyone from our intern to our body foreman, Roger. Mm-hmm. Everybody was there just crushing it on this vehicle, getting it done around the clock the last 6 days. I know everybody's tired. But you wanted to get it done before we fly out tomorrow morning at 4 a.m. to Boosted Bash in Moorpark, California, to hook up with Reggie and the guys over at Turbinetics. Turbinetics, again, turned to you to develop the first EcoBoost 600 horsepower stock block Mustang.
Yep.
That vehicle's in our touring trailer on the way out there right now.
Yeah, it's as we know, it's what, somewhere halfway through Texas?
Halfway through Texas, man.
Yep, long way to go still.
Apparently with the dove in the grill.
Now, the dove's gone, but so is the fog light. It happens.
And we just fixed that truck right before we went on the road. I can't keep anything together.
Nope.
It's not just me. We need to get to hooked on driving and learn how to get around these things. A big, you know, but how long is that? It's probably 50 feet, 50, 80 feet in length, the
truck
trailer.
The truck's probably what?
22 feet in the trailer.
22 in the trailer's
50 feet in length.
So yeah,
we need to learn how to swerve with it, because we got to get the hookedondriving.com and find out how to do that, bro.
We're right at 48 or 50 feet, man. I'll tell you what, that's a lot of rig.
Tractor trailer's a lot of rig, yeah.
And if you try to swerve one dove for that, man, you better make sure you can wheel that thing, dude.
Is that why Prince wrote that song, When Doves Cry, or Break Driving Lights?
Technically.
Yeah. Prince ain't writing much anymore.
No, come on. It happens. Moving on, dude. Yeah.
But
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what, man. That's part of what we're going to do here with this all-wheel drive diner that's going in-house. We do a lot of high-performance, high-end exotics. A lot of those cars are all-wheel drive all time, so you can't disable them. Even some of the new Focuses that we're looking at doing. We've got a lot of stuff going on with Ford right now for this 2.3 EcoBoost setup. Those are all-wheel drive as well. You can actually unplug those differentials in the rear, which makes it super nice.
Oh, you can?
Unplug them, ride that thing out. So there's a lot of stuff you can do. You can do a lot of tuning to them, get the front-wheel drive power out of it. There's a lot of options out there. But for all these race teams, there's a lot of guys that like to tune their own rides. Sometimes there's literally on the race crew itself, there is a specific tuner that works hand-in-hand with the driver, and he gives him direct feedback while they're on the track running. I feel flat, it's, you know, pulling too hard, too much boost, too little boost, car is flatlining at this RPM range. So a lot of crews and race teams have their own tuner. Fine, we have no problem with that. We're actually going to be doing tuning days for the race teams where you guys can actually rent out the entire dyno all day long and tune your car exactly how you want.
That's a really, really good idea. And that's a great way to bring the community together as one, Bob.
Yeah, exactly, man. That's it. And that's it. We say it all the time. It's all about fun with these cars. They're supposed to be fun, whether it's rally driving or off-road racing or mud bogging or classic cars, cruising them, enjoying them. All the classics, everybody out there has owned a classic in some sort of way. Their family's had one. They grew up in the backseat of one. Something went along. Something happened in the backseat of one. I don't know what the deal is, dude, but let me tell you. Everybody has a story or memory attached to it, and that's what makes those cars fun. So the cars are supposed to be fun. That's the point of it, and you know, I hope that there's more of it out there.
There's going to be a lot of it. Bub, it's kept us very busy for 14 years, as you know.
Yeah, real strong, yeah.
So it's been a lot of fun, man. Moving into the more exotic and performance-minded things, which is where you really wanted to steer your business. You've been in this, you stepped out of high school at the age of 14 to pursue your goals and dreams with no formal automotive training at all. You're self-taught, and I think that's what the biggest asset you bring out is. That's why you're such a perfectionist, man. You've studied everything.
Yeah, I've taken a lot of time to just learn it all. If there's something I don't know, I have no problem admitting I don't know. It's very rare. But there's, you know, I won't stop till I master and understand every piece of every part of the business, whether it be with, you know, paint and body, whether it be with the prep surfaces of it, whether it be with the wet sanding and buffing, whether it's through PPG schooling, whether it's through 3M schooling. I learn all those courses. I understand them start to finish. I mean, all the way down to tuning, to
sewing your interior.
My sewing, my upholstery, to my motor builds, all my engine builds, my transmission, my drivetrain builds, suspension builds, geometry, setting up suspensions. It's a lot of stuff out there, and it's just, you know, you've got to take time and you have to learn. You're going to fail along the way?
Yep.
100%. You're going to fail a little bit, but you just got to get up, keep going, and understand what went wrong and recorrect it.
I think the key, though, to any success, Bob, is failure. It's
you're
probably
have it.
The most critical.
If you can't admit that or deal with it, then you're never going to be a true success. You have to fail somewhere along the way to learn from that failure to make it better next time and every time, therefore.
Look what our very good friend Robin Vernon out there at South Beach Classics is dealing with right now.
Yep.
And I'm very proud of Robin for coming out, hitting. She's slugging. She's fighting back at this point after some bad situation. You can read about it. Go to South Beach Classics Facebook page and scroll down, or their website. You'll read about everything that's going on. I don't need to put it out there. Robin Vernon will be joining us live, Bob, on the air, not this weekend, but the following weekend. So everybody who is a South Beach Classics fan and really wants to hear the true nitty-gritty behind-the-scenes stuff, join us with Robin Vernon live on the air. It's never been done before. Robin wanted to spend some time with us. I invited her to come on, and she jumped at the opportunity to do so, Bob.
Yeah.
So it'll be very, very interesting. There's a lot of behind the scenes in the television industry that people don't know. There's a lot of snakes. There's a lot of bad people.
Always.
And Robin was not treated fairly.
No.
And she has done everything she needed to do to make sure that the wrongs are righted. Very proud of her.
That's it, man. You just do it, and you play your cards when you're ready to play them.
That's exactly
that
right.
Simple.
Play your cards when you're ready to play them.
I've got a stack of cards, by the way.
Oh, I'm going to be playing some, too, very soon.
I got a lot of cards.
Yeah, I've got cards coming, too.
Uh-huh.
That's right. You got a whole deck of them, man.
I think I have two decks. Yeah, exactly. But yours will be up.
And yeah, exactly. But then when the cards are played, be ready for the ace of spades, because it's coming.
Yep.
Right?
That's it.
How about you, man? Bub, iconic American iron, man.
Dude, doesn't get any better. I mean, truly, it has to start somewhere. Let me tell you, it's, you know, you wouldn't, would, I don't know, man. It's one thing being around like high-end supercars, you know, like we went to the Palm event, right, for example.
With Monkey in Paradise.
There were a lot of high-end cars there, a lot of cars that range anywhere from $500 to $3.5 million there. So there's a lot of high-end rides. The exotics, the supercars, yeah, they're really, really cool. They sound amazing. They have insane power, insane torque. You're going to get a head turner when you're in it, but I'll tell you what, when you have true, just a classic car that's in top-notch condition, not a junk box, okay? I'm not talking a busted 45-something, whatever. I'm talking a car that is true, whether it be nut and bolt NCRS, like the Corvette, for example. That's, you know, the National Corvette Restoration Society.
Yes.
So if you have something that is to the T exactly what it should be, there's nothing like the feel of a true. I've done a lot of NCRS rides. I think my highest was a 998.
998 out of 1,000.
So I've taken those pretty freaking far. You know, but when you drive like a big block 427 Corvette with side pipes, 4-speed, 3.2s for the carburetor setup on it, when you were driving a car like that, that was equipped with every possible option that the car could have, in the red with the black stripe on the hood, with the Stinger setup.
The Stinger hood, yeah.
You know, I'll tell you, man, there's nothing like the feel and the sound of that car, where it's solid, it's not creaking, it's not cracking, it's not rat. If you're literally taking yourself and going back to 67, I wasn't there for that time, so that's the best I can feel.
But that's
feel
the beauty of it. You can live that time through your art, and you're very good about that.
Oh, for sure. No, because you can build them to exactly how they were, to that spec. If you build it to that spec, there's nothing like that feeling when you drive a kind of car like that at all. It's the way they ride down the road. And for that time, I'll tell you what, a 67 Corvette, now let's just go, and this is where I was off on my 2 points, was not sitting on bias ply tires. They were red line radials, right?
Right.
Nothing wrong with that. There were 3/8, the red line, right? There's a red and a gold, right. So you can get a red or a gold line. But we used, I think those were from Coker Classic, yeah, on that car. And they were amazing the way the car rode. It was straight, it was tight, it was solid. It didn't creak, it didn't rattle.
You had every mark as it went down the assembly line.
Everything shifted. I mean, the tags on the radio, the clear bags that were hanging, yep, from all the knobs. Absolutely insanity. The car was amazing, the way it smelled, the way it looked, the way it drove.
It was.
You can't beat stuff like that.
You can't. The difference between a big block hood or a big block car and a small block car, Bub, is the hood on them.
That's it.
Tell us a little about that.
Yeah, so as you can see, this is just your standard 327 single hump right down the center, where the big blocks, the 427 in those cars, actually had a cowl that was on top of this as well. So there was a cowl halfway back.
And they called that
the Stinger.
The Stinger hood, ladies and gentlemen. That's what it was, because it looked like a bee's stinger, is what it did.
I got stung by a bee the other day, man. I'll tell you what, not happy about that.
No?
No.
How did that happen?
Door just flew right off the hinges, by the way.
Did it really? Nope. How did that happen?
No idea. The door or the bee?
The bee.
Well, he was just flying around. He stung me. What do you think bees do?
Where were you, though?
Just walking through here.
It's a beehive of activity around here, ladies and gentlemen. We've,
wow,
told you that in the past, right?
You need a drum roll on that one.
Yeah, how about that, Bub? That's pretty good. So, Bub, congratulations on finishing the 74 Type LT Z28,
yep,
Camaro. It's absolutely stunning.
Thank you, man. Stay tuned, guys, for our Instagram this afternoon. This car is getting ready to go home. We've got a lot of serious rain that's coming in, so we want to deliver this to the client literally here within the next hour or 2 hours. Stay tuned for our Instagram, instagram.com/ Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That car will be up. You guys will get literally an inside look at this car, the way it came together, before and after, total junk box to beauty. So you'll see it. It looks really good. We're going to shoot it in front of our famous wall that's all graffiti and tagged. So stay tuned for that. It looks really cool.
That'll pull the blues and the yellows off the wall really good,
oh, yeah,
too, that,
yeah,
gold paint. But we are going to try to come to you live from Moorpark, California.
No, we're doing it. We're not trying. We're going to do it. I'm just doing it on my phone. So it's not going to be high quality like this. It'll be decent. It's going to be shaky, but stay tuned for that. That's Saturday.
Saturday, yes, yeah, Saturday.
10 to 4, so we'll do multiples.
10 to 4.
Yep.
To do it.
And that's West Coast time, so that's going to be 3 hours behind. So everybody, if we come on 10 there, it's going to be what? 1 here.
That's correct.
So any of you guys out here on the East Coast, and we're in California, make sure you stay tuned in the afternoon time as well.
We'll try to get up and do it. It's going to be a long trip, ladies and gentlemen. We don't leave until we leave at 4 tomorrow morning. We get into California early afternoon. We're with our sponsor, Reggie, over at Turbinetics. Then Saturday morning, we are at the event. We'll try to get up and do a live feed at 6 in the morning, which would be 9 o'clock, the regular scheduled time for our podcast here.
Yes.
I'm trying to work through all the mechanics of that now, so because I want to include everybody out there in what's going on, so you get to experience it as well. Then Bub will do several live feeds for you guys from there, and then we get on the airplane at midnight and fly back to South Florida, arriving at 11 o'clock the next morning, Sunday morning.
Yes.
So we'll be covering a lot of miles in a very short period of time.
Well, I just wanted to make sure that we could get out there, give Turbonetics the time that they were due. You know, they've done a lot for us. We've done a lot for them. It's worked hand in hand for many years. You know, so I wanted to book our flights to get out there. I think we're landing at 11:05 tomorrow morning.
At LAX?
At LAX.
LAX.
And then we've got a, it's like 30 miles west of that to Moore Park, California in Simi Valley. But I wanted to make sure we got in. I think it's at like 11:05, 11:30. Because there's, everybody knows LA traffic. I think Drake and Nicki Minaj did a song about it, how it's like you're sitting in traffic, the city's so slow, something like that.
It's supposed to be as bad as Washington, D.C.
Something like that, dude. But I just could you, I mean, hey.
I think it's worse.
Yeah.
Way worse.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Reggie said if you don't feel like sitting for 3.5 hours to go 30 miles, come in early. For sure.
Plus the air pollution.
Bad.
Plus air pollution. Yeah. Tell me about flying drones
bring
and air
Kleenex.
Pollution.
Bring a Kleenex.
I'm going to bring one of those old military masks. With like, no, it doesn't have two on it. It has
a
just
gas
the one.
Mask. Yeah,
it has the
gas
one.
Mask.
The big tank.
Yeah,
on
charcoal
the one
canister
side.
Hanging off the side.
Yes, one of those.
I get it.
And the goggles.
The clear ones.
No, I want yellow.
The yellow ones.
Yes.
The old aviator.
With
ones.
A dark brown leather strap.
Yeah. And we'll use Gio's racing helmet.
I was going to say, I think Gio Hammerback actually has that set up.
He does.
He does, for when he races his vintage 1926 Roadster.
That's or something like that. How about that? So we get in there, Bub, we do the show, and we're going to get right back on a plane. I'm going to use the time to organize. I think I've got about 2,000 pictures that need to go in their folders.
Probably more than that, but yeah.
Yes. And then I'm going to be continuing on. A lot of people don't know this, Bub. I am writing a book about us and the story of how it started and to where we are today.
Yep.
I walk around and literally write every day in my phone on the book. So
how many pages do you think this will be?
I don't know. I'm trying to. It's going to be a hybrid book. I've decided that.
Any coloring
and,
in it?
I'm going to color all over it.
Probably you will, yes, but for the people.
The people can color all over it. We can give them a free box of crayons.
Okay.
How's that?
With this book comes a complimentary box.
Yeah, you can draw pictures on it.
All right, I got to go. I got to get back on this Camaro and get it done.
All right, Bub. So we're going to wrap it up here. So we will not see everybody tomorrow for our regularly scheduled show unless we try to do something as we're moving through the air. Let's do this.
I'll do it as we land. I'll literally
do it
as
we
on
go
the
through the airport. Yeah.
How about that? On the plane.
That? Ladies
we'll
and gentlemen, we will be coming to you live tomorrow at some point to bring you an update on Bub and Tom. We want you to be with us every step of the way. We enjoy you allowing us into your living rooms and doing it, Bub, until tomorrow.
Just keep on doing it, Bubba style.
This episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Miss Outlaw Boutique, where we filmed live Monday morning, Tuesday morning. Check out that episode. It's up on our Facebook page. It's on our Facebook page. MissOutlawBoutique.com. 561-660-6695. Ladies and gentlemen, the monkey is in the house, and he's always loose. Monkey in Paradise, the social vodka. They remind you to please drink responsibly. Reggie up at Turbonetics. We'll see you tomorrow. Turbonetics.com, the best, man. TonyRienzi.com. CarsAndCoffeeOfPalmBeach.com. This Sunday, the 11th, 9 to 12 at the Outlet Mall. Everybody go out there. We'll be there next month with you. And hello to our new sponsor, Hooked on Driving. Go to HookedOnDriving.com. See what Tony Franco and all those guys got going on out there. It's really good stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner today. Open the door for somebody who maybe they just got packages in their hand, or it's an elderly person. Somebody has holes in the bottom of your shoes. Buy them a pair of shoes. Payless is cheap. If they're hungry, McDonald's isn't expensive, neither is 7-Eleven. Till tomorrow, keep on doing it, Bubba style. Bub, what can we do over here to help you out with this thing?
All good, man. We just need to do a final light down here. Just got some buffing compound in the grass. We got all those parts over the